Some crimes are so shocking, they don't just make headlines, they forever change our society. I'm Katie Ring, host of America's Most Infamous Crimes. Each week, I take on one of the most notorious criminal cases. Each case unfolds across multiple episodes, released every Tuesday through Thursday, from the first sign that something was wrong to the moment the truth came out or didn't. Listen to and follow America's Most Infamous Crimes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz. And so earlier this week, we were talking a lot about Don Mattingly, coming to the Phils, bench coach. And obviously, you know, just to recap, like, that is great. Like, getting veteran presence in there with Rob Thomson, you know, the bench coach, basically just, you know, your lead assistant guy who you can bounce stuff off of, manager if Thomson gets ejected. X, Y, and Z, like, you know, good stuff. Going and getting Donnie Baseball. You basically cleared out Mike Calitri, so that you had someone in this role. But let's talk about the potential of bringing Bo Bichette to the Phils. Now, I can't say I remember another time where it's like the bench coach is the reason why a guy moves, but it does seem like through all the reporting that Bo Bichette and Don Mattingly seem to have a relatively tight relationship. Bo Bichette would be awesome. Now, there's some debate, like, would he play second? Would he play third? You're probably trading Alec Bohm if you get him, which I would personally put Bo Bichette at third if you could go land him. And then you have Stott at second base, Turner at short, Harper first. The thinking there is, like, Bichette, who is usually a natural shortstop, you're not moving Turner. He played second base in the World Series, but third base he'd be, like, fine at, like, probably about as good as Alec Bohm. Stott's really, really good at second, where Stott, who has played third, probably closer to average at third. Bichette, closer to average at second. I would just switch one as opposed to two guys. That's just me. It's more about getting him in the lineup. I think he would be a great addition to this lineup. First of all, I think it would really shut down the narrative that people, you know, somewhat justifiably say of, like, you know, I can't believe they just keep running it back. I can't believe this offense keeps running it back. They bring back the same lineup year after year after year, and Adolis Garcia is not moving the needle for you, or Justin Crawford's not moving the needle for you. Bo Bichette should absolutely move that needle. If you get Bo Bichette in a Phils uniform, like, that should move the needle for people in terms of, like, here we have a bona fide multi-time all-star, multi-time, you know, top 10 or top 15 to 20 MVP finisher. Like, he is a legit ball player. And I would love what that he would do to the Phillies lineup in terms of, like, what he would do for this Phillies lineup in terms of, now we're in a situation that he's your clear two hitter. You go Turner one, Bichette two, Harper three, Schwarber four. Like, that's your top four. Then Adolis Garcia hits five or six. Like, now everyone kind of settles into place. There's been debate for a long time, like, who should be your leadoff guy, your two, your three, your four. Ideally, as of right now, you would want Harper hitting two, but he doesn't like it as much. He likes to hit three. Schwarber was hitting two. Do you want to move him down to four? This kind of, like, ends all the lineup debates. Like, everything just falls right into place with Bo Bichette in that lineup. I would love to see him in red pinstripes. And it would be good, like, you'd have a couple of righties, couple of lefties, but I think that's fine. I think that's fine in a playoff series, too. I know Thomson likes to do the righty-lefty thing in the postseason, but I think that's completely fine. You have a couple of, like, on-base guys that hopefully are big boppers, Harper and Schwarber, if Harper starts hitting for more power one of these days. I think that needs to be the approach. It's just go all in on Bo Bichette, try and trade Alec Bohm. It looks like you're not going to get anything for Nick Castellanos. So I think Bichette would be a huge, unbelievably massive addition to this baseball team. And if Don Mattingly, like, I don't think that's why they brought in Don Mattingly. I think, again, it's more so because of Preston. If this has the byproduct of landing Bo Bichette, I mean, that is just an unbelievable byproduct of that, frankly. And I think that is certainly something that, you know, as we continue to look forward, I mean, this is the prized possession of this entire offseason, if the Phillies can indeed land Bo Bichette. And I would absolutely be over the moon frankly, if they were able to get him, because that is a really, really good offseason for David Dombrowski. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz. And so earlier this week, we were talking a lot about Don Mattingly, coming to the Phils, bench coach. And obviously, you know, just to recap, like, that is great. Like, getting veteran presence in there with Rob Thompson, you know, the bench coach, basically just, you know, your lead assistant guy who you can bounce stuff off of, manager if Thompson gets ejected, X, Y, and Z. Like, you know, good stuff going getting Donnie Baseball. You basically cleared out Mike Calitri so that you had someone in this role. But let's talk about the potential of bringing Bo Bichette to the Phils. Now, I can't say I remember another time where it's like the bench coach is the reason why a guy moves, but it does seem like through all the reporting that Bo Bichette and Don Mattingly seem to have a relatively tight relationship. Bo Bichette would be awesome. Now, there's some debate, like, would he play second? Would he play third? You're probably trading Alec Bohm if you get him, which I would personally put Bo Bichette at third if you could go land him. And then you have Stott at second base, Turner at short, Harper first. The thinking there is, like, Bichette, who is usually a natural shortstop, you're not moving Turner. He played second base in the World Series, but third base he'd be, like, fine at, like, probably about as good as Alec Bohm. Stott's really, really good at second, where Stott, who has played third, probably closer to average at third, Bichette closer to average at second. I would just switch one as opposed to two guys. That's just me. It's more about getting him in the lineup. I think he would be a great addition to this lineup. First of all, I think it would really shut down the narrative that people, you know, somewhat justifiably say of, like, you know, I can't believe they just keep running it back. I can't believe this offense keeps running it back. They bring back the same lineup year after year after year, and Adolis Garcia is not moving the needle for you, or Justin Crawford's not moving the needle for you. Bo Bichette should absolutely move that needle. If you get Bo Bichette in a Phils uniform, like, that should move the needle for people in terms of, like, here we have a bona fide multi-time all-star, multi-time, you know, top 10 or top 15 to 20 MVP finisher. Like, he is a legit ball player. And I would love what that he would do to the Phillies lineup in terms of, like, what he would do for this Phillies lineup in terms of, now we're in a situation that he's your clear two hitter. You go Turner one, Bichette two, Harper three, Schwarber four. Like, that's your top four. Then Adolis Garcia hits five or six. Like, now everyone kind of settles into place. There's been debate for a long time, like, who should be your leadoff guy, your two, your three, your four. Ideally, as of right now, you would want Harper hitting two, but he doesn't like it as much. He likes to hit three. Schwarber was hitting two. Do you want to move him down to four? This kind of, like, ends all the lineup debates. Like, everything just falls right into place with Bo Bichette in that lineup. I would love to see him in red pinstripes. And it would be good, like, you'd have a couple of righties, couple of lefties, but I think that's fine. I think that's fine in a playoff series, too. I know Thompson likes to do the righty-lefty thing in the postseason, but I think that's completely fine. You have a couple of, like, on-base guys that hopefully are big boppers, Harper and Schwarber, if Harper starts hitting for more power one of these days. I think that needs to be the approach. It's just go all in on Bo Bichette, try and trade Alec Bohm. It looks like you're not going to get anything for Nick Castellanos. So I think Bichette would be a huge, unbelievably massive addition to this baseball team. And if Don Mattingly, like, I don't think that's why they brought in Don Mattingly. I think, again, it's more so because of Preston. If this has the byproduct of landing Bo Bichette, I mean, that is just an unbelievable byproduct of that, frankly. And I think that is certainly something that, you know, as we continue to look forward, I mean, this is the prized possession of this entire offseason, if the Phillies can indeed land Bo Bichette. And I would absolutely be over the moon, frankly, if they were able to get him, because that is a really, really good offseason for David Dombrowski. Really, really good. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz. And so earlier this week, we were talking a lot about Don Mattingly, coming to the Phils, bench coach. And obviously, you know, just to recap, like, that is great. Like, getting veteran presence in there with Rob Thompson, you know, to And bench coach basically just, you know, your lead assistant guy who you can bounce stuff off of, manager if Thompson gets ejected, X, Y, and Z. Like, you know, good stuff going getting Donnie Baseball. You basically cleared out Mike Calitri so that you had someone in this role. But let's talk about the potential of bringing Bo Bichette to the Phils. Now, I can't say I remember another time where it's like the bench coach is the reason why a guy moves, but it does seem like through all the reporting that Bo Bichette and Don Mattingly seem to have a relatively tight relationship. Bo Bichette would be awesome. Now, there's some debate, like, would he play second? Would he play third? You're probably trading Alec Bohm if you get him, which I would personally put Bo Bichette at third if you could go land him. And then you have Stott at second base, Turner at short, Harper first. The thinking there is, like, Bichette, who is usually a natural shortstop, you're not moving Turner. He played second base in the World Series, but third base he'd be, like, fine at, like, probably about as good as Alec Bohm. Stott's really, really good at second, where Stott, who has played third, probably closer to average at third, Bichette closer to average at second. I would just switch one as opposed to two guys. That's just me. It's more about getting him in the lineup. I think he would be a great addition to this lineup. First of all, I think it would really shut down the narrative that people, you know, somewhat justifiably say of, like, you know, I can't believe they just keep running it back. I can't believe this offense keeps running it back. They bring back the same lineup year after year after year, and Adolis Garcia is not moving the needle for you, or Justin Crawford's not moving the needle for you. Bo Bichette should absolutely move that needle. If you get Bo Bichette in a Phils uniform, like, that should move the needle for people in terms of, like, here we have a bona fide multi-time all-star, multi-time, you know, top 10 or top 15 to 20 MVP finisher. Like, he is a legit ball player. And I would love what that he would do to the Phillies lineup in terms of, like, what he would do for this Phillies lineup in terms of, now we're in a situation that he's your clear two hitter. You go Turner one, Bichette two, Harper three, Schwarber four. Like, that's your top four. Then Adolis Garcia hits five or six. Like, now everyone kind of settles into place. There's been debate for a long time, like, who should be your leadoff guy, your two, your three, your four. Ideally, as of right now, you would want Harper hitting two, but he doesn't like it as much. He likes to hit three. Schwarber was hitting two. Do you want to move him down to four? This kind of, like, ends all the lineup debates. Like, everything just falls right into place with Bo Bichette in that lineup. I would love to see him in red pinstripes. And it would be good, like, you'd have a couple of righties, couple of lefties, but I think that's fine. I think that's fine in a playoff series, too. I know Thompson likes to do the righty-lefty thing in the postseason, but I think that's completely fine. You have a couple of, like, on-base guys that hopefully are big boppers, Harper and Schwarber, if Harper starts hitting for more power one of these days. I think that needs to be the approach. It's go all in on Bo Bichette, try and trade Alec Bohm. It looks like you're not going to get anything for Nick Castellanos. So I think Bichette would be a huge, unbelievably massive addition to this baseball team. And if Don Mattingly, like, I don't think that's why they brought in Don Mattingly. I think, again, it's more so because of Preston. If this has the byproduct of landing Bo Bichette, I mean, that is just an unbelievable byproduct of that, frankly. And I think that is certainly something that, you know, as we continue to look forward, I mean, this is the prized possession of this entire offseason, if the Phillies can indeed land Bo Bichette. And I would absolutely be over the moon, frankly, if they were able to get him, because that is a really, really good offseason for Dave Dombrowski. Really, really good. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz. And so earlier this week, we were talking a lot about Don Mattingly, you know, coming to the Phils, bench coach. And obviously, you know, just to recap, like, that is great. Like, getting veteran presence in there with Rob Thompson, you know, the bench coach basically just, you know, your lead assistant guy who you can bounce stuff off of, manager if Thompson gets ejected, X, Y, and Z. Like, you know, good stuff going getting Donnie Baseball. You basically cleared out Mike Calitri so that you had someone in this role. Let's talk about the potential of bringing Bo Bichette to the Phils. Now, I can't say I remember another time where it's like the bench coach is the reason why a guy moves, but it does seem like through all the reporting that Bo Bichette and Don Mattingly seem to have a relatively tight relationship. Bo Bichette would be awesome. Now, there's some debate, like, would he play second? Would he play third? You're probably trading Alec Bohm if you get him, which I would personally put Bo Bichette at third if you could go land him. And then you have Stott at second base, Turner at short, Harper first. The thinking there is, like, Bichette, who is usually a natural shortstop, you're not moving Turner. He played second base in the World Series, but third base he'd be, like, fine at, like, probably about as good as Alec Bohm. Stott's really, really good at second, where Stott, who has played third, probably closer to average at third, Bichette closer to average at second. I would just switch one as opposed to two guys. That's just me. It's more about getting him in the lineup. I think he would be a great addition to this lineup. First of all, I think it would really shut down the narrative that people, you know, somewhat justifiably say of, like, you know, I can't believe they just keep running it back. I can't believe this offense keeps running it back. They bring back the same lineup year after year after year, and Adolis Garcia is not moving the needle for you, or Justin Crawford's not moving the needle for you. Bo Bichette should absolutely move that needle. If you get Bo Bichette in a Phil's uniform, like, that should move the needle for people in terms of, like, here we have a bona fide multi-time all-star, multi-time, you know, top 10 or top 15 to 20 MVP finisher. Like, he is a legit ball player. And I would love what that he would do to the Phillies lineup in terms of, like, what he would do for this Phillies lineup in terms of, now we're in a situation that he's your clear two hitter. You go Turner one, Bichette two, Harper three, Schwarber four. Like, that's your top four. Then Adolis Garcia hits five or six. Like, now everyone kind of settles into place. There's been debate for a long time, like, who should be your leadoff guy, your two, your three, your four. Ideally, as of right now, you would want Harper hitting two, but he doesn't like it as much. He likes to hit three. Schwarber was hitting two. Do you want to move him down to four? This kind of, like, ends all the lineup debates. Like, everything just falls right into place with Bo Bichette in that lineup. I would love to see him in red pinstripes. And it would be good, like, you'd have a couple of righties, couple of lefties, but I think that's fine. I think that's fine in a playoff series, too. I know Thompson likes to do the righty-lefty thing in the postseason, but I think that's completely fine. You have a couple of, like, on-base guys that hopefully are big boppers, Harper and Schwarber, if Harper starts hitting for more power one of these days. I think that needs to be the approach. It's go all in on Bo Bichette, try and trade Alec Bohm. It looks like you're not going to get anything for Nick Castellanos. So I think Bichette would be a huge, unbelievably massive addition to this baseball team. And if Don Mattingly, like, I don't think that's why they brought in Don Mattingly. I think, again, it's more so because of Preston. If this has the byproduct of landing Bo Bichette, I mean, that is just an unbelievable, unbelievable byproduct of that, frankly. And I think that is certainly something that, you know, as we continue to look forward, I mean, this is the prized possession of this entire offseason, if the Phillies can indeed land Bo Bichette. And I would absolutely be over the moon, frankly, if they were able to get him, because that is a really, really good offseason for Dave Dombrowski. Really, really good.
I'm Mark Sullinger, producer and one of the hosts of The Moth Podcast. For nearly two decades, The Moth has brought live storytelling to stages around the world and to millions of listeners. These are real people telling true stories from their lives. Stories about a lost family recipe, about working to free a wrongfully convicted man, about realizing you need to leave your May-December romance. Stories that will move you, surprise you, make you laugh. Stories you can't forget. Join us. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.